Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and welcome to Powerfully You. We used to be called Soul in the City, but I've kind of changed the program around a little bit and wanted to talk about how the program is changing. I haven't done a program in a while, so I did want to change the program around. And one of the things that we changed was the name. Instead of it being Soul in the City, we are now called Powerfully You, which is the name of my company, as I am a life coach, a holistic life coach. So the goal of what I do and how I coach people is to live life powerfully and beautifully. So I did want to name the program that today to talk about living powerfully and beautifully and to live in your life by design. We've had a couple of programs about living your life by design, but how do you live your life powerfully and beautifully? And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today or tonight. And also opening up the program that in future programs, my husband will sometimes be hosting the program. Sometimes I will be. We will be interviewing people like we were before. But like I said, the whole goal and idea of this program now is to encourage people to live their life as powerfully and beautifully as possible. So going with that, we're talking about living powerfully and beautifully. How do you even begin to live your life powerfully and beautifully? Well, one of the things that I feel that to live your life powerfully, you have to be connected to a power source or the divine power source. You know, you even in the electrical current, you won't receive electricity, you can't turn a light on, or you can't do anything if nothing is connected to a power source, if you aren't plugged in. So one of the first things to do in living your life powerfully is to be connected to a divine power source. And for me, that's God, none other, the best. I have this relationship where I call God Abba, which means Father. And that to me is the basis of living your life powerfully, because you're connected to your power source, which just feeds into you and illuminates you and helps you to live your life powerfully. So that is number one. And number two is to be responsible for the decisions that you make and to make decisions in your life that enhances and allows you to live your life as you dreamed. Because I believe God places the desires and dreams in our hearts. And so if you have a righteous desire and a righteous dream to do something, you know, build a business, write a book, be a mom that stays home and takes care of her children, whatever your desire is, I believe that's fed to you through God, and for you to go for your desire. Some people talk about what they want to do, and other people kind of are about it, to go for it, to do it. And so part of living powerfully is to go for it. The radio program. I love Nike's slogan. They had a slogan a while back that says, just do it. And I find that when you live powerfully, pretty much that's what it's about. You're just doing it. You're living your life in a way that you go for it with all the gusto. You know, if there's something you want to accomplish it, you inch it. And there's a saying, inch by inch is a cinch. You go after it inch by inch, cinch by cinch, until eventually you have completed what it is you desire. But you go for it. You know, so many people, they say they're going to do this, they want to do that, they have this dream, they have that dream, nothing wrong with that. But what are you doing about it? What are you living your dream? And you can't live your dream if you don't take some first steps. And even though the steps are big or small, it does not matter. But what matters is that you took the step forward. And part of that goes with planning.
And the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. And I do believe in that. And it doesn't have to be, you know, long drawn out things. But I do believe in writing a vision. I am such a person that believes in, you know, journaling. I think journaling is so magnificent. I have gone through old journals that I've written where I've, you know, written down dreams or goals or whatever and looked back on them and was amazed at how much growth I've had over the years as I've looked back over some past journals. But part of living your life powerfully is setting a goal. Okay, you may, you know, some of the things that you want to dream or you want to do. And another secret to that is if the dream doesn't make you scared, the dream is too small. You know, some of the things we want to do, you look at it and you say, how in the world am I, me, going to accomplish that? Faith. Stepping out on faith, just walking on water, you know, to me it's not necessarily the physical water that you're walking on, but it's stepping out on faith, walking on water, and believing that if you take the steps, that the foundation will be there. And it will, because the foundation of God is God. So, you know, living powerfully, going back over a few things, is one, to be connected to your power source. Two, go after, go for it, your dream. Three, to plan. Even if it's small steps, write your goals down. What are your goals? What it is that you want to do? What do you need to do in a month, in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years? And, you know, you just go for it step by step. Even sometimes there will be setbacks. Things won't work out exactly as planned. Doesn't matter. Keep going for it. And you improve as you go. To me, that's part of going after what it is you say you want in life. Is it may not be perfect at first, but you keep going forward. You keep doing it, and you perfect it. And every time you attempt, you go a little higher. You make it look a little better. You do a little bit better with it until you keep going for what it is that you want to go for. And, you know, sometimes we live our lives chasing the dream, which is nothing wrong with that. I have some dreams I'm chasing right now. I believe in that, and I believe in dreaming. But you got to go for it. You got to do the steps along the way. But also important in living powerfully and beautifully is to enjoy the now. Sometimes we're so focused on what we're going to do next, how we're going to do it, you know, who I got to connect with, I got to do this, that you don't enjoy the now moments. Make sure you enjoy the now moments, the moments holding your loved ones hand, watching a sunset together, seeing the first signs of spring, walking in nature, sitting on a beach, whatever the now moment is. Make sure you're enjoying it, watching the laughter of your kids, hearing them laugh or enjoying laughter with them, playing with your children. You have to enjoy the now moments. Part of living powerfully and beautifully is to enjoy the now moments and to enjoy joy. You know, sometimes we walk around in doom and gloom and I don't know how I'm going to do this and things aren't working out like that. I just kind of went through a period where things aren't working out like I would like them. And, you know, sometimes things don't go as planned, and that doesn't go in the time frame that we think that it should. But it'll work out. Somehow things fall in place, especially when you're connected to God. It works out. Your dream will come to pass. Keep moving. Keep moving forward. Keep doing it. Step by step, inch by inch. Just keep on going. Keep doing it. And how do you live beautifully? Being your best self, whatever that is, always going for being the best you that you can be. It's all that you can do. You know, do the little things. You know, as women, put on a little makeup, make sure you smell good, look good, feel good. Do things to take care of your body and your personal health. As I age, I realize that it's very important for me to live a healthy lifestyle. And do I do it every day, all the time? No. But it's a process, and I go for it every day, and I try to eat as healthy as I can and exercise, even in little steps to do things. It's about doing something every day to be consistent with it, to go for it, and to know that it will happen, to have absolute pure faith that God will, it will happen, whatever the thing is, whatever the desire is, know that it will surely come to pass, because it will. It will happen. I assure you, whatever you're dreaming of, whatever you desire to have, it will happen. And I have a friend, his name is Tippy, and I don't know if he'll hear this program, but he's on Facebook all the time. And, you know, when he, you know, when people have their good moments, graduation, marriages, whatever, he always ends his post with, "It's a wonderful life." And I was thinking about that the other day, and it just touched me that that's a proclamation. It's an affirmation to say at the end of everything, "It's a wonderful life." And so that's my new affirmation, is it is a wonderful life. Yes, we'll have bumps and bruises. Things won't always go as planned. But through it all, it's a wonderful life. So that's my proclamation. That's my affirmation, is that it's a wonderful life. And to live life powerfully and beautifully is to open it each day, first giving honor to your Creator, God, and knowing that everything will work out. And the Bible says it'll work out for your good. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. When you go after your dreams, your desires, and these things manifest as they surely will, you're called. You're doing what you're purposed to do, and it will come to pass, especially if it's for the benefit of you and others in your community and the world. And it doesn't have to always be big things. You know, if you're a mom, you're raising up these fantastic little beings into adults to go on. If you're a teacher, you're opening up the minds of children and young adults to new possibilities. Whatever you do, if it helps somebody else along, if it's of service to somebody else along the way, then, you know, that purpose, that design purpose will come to pass, especially if it magnifies and multiplies. And if you think about it, sometimes we think we may only affect two or three people, but you don't know the people that you magnify, that you do something for, that you service. You don't know how that boomerangs to other people, and it becomes something that happens that lifts up the environment that you live in. So, you know, living powerfully and beautifully begins with one, as I said again, plugging into your divine power source, which is good, and which is God, because He is so good. Two, planning, setting goals. Three, the action step of actually going like you said that you were. Four, affirming that this will happen, having pure, unadulterated faith, even when you don't see it and you don't know how it's going to happen, know that it will. God will manifest it. If you keep working for it, it will happen. It will surely come to pass. And just to live life enjoying the now moment. Sometimes, like I said, we get so caught up in the future that we don't enjoy the moments of now. So pretty much that is it for today. Kind of spring forth. You'll hear from us real soon again. I'm going to probably try to get to having a program every week. And though may not be a live interactions, please leave us comments on the blog. If there's a program you'd like to hear, leave us comments. But you'll hear interviews. We'll be interactive with people. We invite you to come in and call in. I'm probably going for Wednesday nights, but you can catch us on the rebroadcast. So, see you. Be powerful. Be beautiful. Be connected. Be powerfully you. Have a great evening, everyone, and thanks for listening in. Be blessed. Well, I'm not sure what happened. I'm trying to get together with Blog Talk Radio and trying to rejoin the program, but I'm going to start all over and go for it. The night program is called Living Powerfully and Beautifully, and I wanted to start the program off just by saying that The program used to be called Soul in the City, and we were kind of redoing and upgrading, as were some things. And so we decided to call the program Powerfully You, and to encourage people to live their life in a powerful way. That's what we're all about. So tonight I just started the broadcast and thought I would go ahead and talk about that to set the stage for our new program, which is called Powerfully You. I am a life coach. I'm a holistic life coach, and that is the goal of my coaching service, is to encourage and empower people to live their life beautifully and powerfully. And so what better way than to begin one of the first programs with Powerfully You than to talk about living powerfully and beautifully. So let's start that. How in the world do you live your life powerfully and beautifully? Well, one, you have to be connected to the divine power source, which is God. You know, in life, if you turn on a light or turn on for a light and light up a room, if it is not connected into the power source, there won't be any light. And even though that's a metaphor, it's a powerful metaphor if you think about it, because if we're not connected to the power source, which is God, our light won't shine. I know we've all heard that little that song, "This Little Light of Mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Well, our lights do not shine if we're not connected into the divine power source, which is God. You know, we have to be connected, because when you're connected, then His dreams, His plans for you are what I call downloaded into you, and they become your desires, your dreams, and your hopes, especially when they're righteous, when they're righous desires that do not cause harm to any other person or being, but basically desires and dreams and hopes that are of service, that uplift others. You begin to have those. They manifest in your life when you're connected to God, the power source of all. When your light shines, you know, you start having, who am I? What am I here for? What am I here to do? Those questions start popping in, and your light begins to shine. You have a desire to be of service to yourself and others, to help people, to encourage people, to uplift people. You will have a desire to do some type of service, whether it's teach or bring justice to the earth realm, or whatever it is, to keep an environment clean, to encourage people to eat healthy and to be healthy. These are all services that you do that uplift other people. So, number one, like I said, is to be plugged into the divine power source so that your light can shine. And number two is to plan what it is, whatever your goal is, whatever your desire is to plan and to make goals to achieve it, to help it to manifest. And, you know, the goals first have, maybe it's small steps. If you were going to write a book, you might say, hey, I'm going to write 2 or 3 pages a day over the next 6 months to a year, and my book will be done, you know. So you begin the process, however that is. Different people have different creative processes. However, somebody else is going to write a book, maybe they like to go away for 2 or 3 weeks or a couple of months to go ahead and just go ahead and knock this book out. However, but you begin to make plans and you set small goals until it's accomplished. Suppose you want to be something, you know, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a doctor, and you know that process takes for you to go to school to accomplish that. So you register for the classes, you take the courses that you have to do, you study hard, you go after it. Whatever it is, you go after it, and you begin with the small steps and to the larger steps till you see that dream basically manifest. The Bible has 2 things: write a vision and make it plain. So I believe in writing down, you know, your 5-year goals, your 10-year goals, whatever those are, your next month goals, your daily small steps to accomplish those goals. And I love writing those down, you know, my weekly goals to go up to my monthly goal, you know,
to break it down to the smallest common denominator and then start checking it off and going for it. And then Nike has a saying, just do it. Because a lot of times we say what we're going to do, but we don't do it, and you dream about something and it's never accomplished because you haven't gone for it. Doesn't have to be perfect. Sometimes you just have to go for it. You know, and sometimes we got to quit talking about it and be about it. Go for it. Like, just like Nike says, just do it. So sometimes this program is kind of like one of those tonight. Haven't been on Blog Talk for a while, and so some things have changed. So tonight I'm just going for it to get used to being back on the program and just doing it. So that sometimes you just have to go for it and do it. And you perfect things as you go. Okay, it may not always turn out to be the most perfect thing, but you begin to perfect with each time that you do it. It becomes a little easier. You take it a little higher. You take it up a notch each time you try until you get it to the perfected place that you'd like it to be. But you got to start somewhere. And sometimes it's just about just making a commitment to do it. So that is one of the things. Part of being living powerfully and beautifully is to enjoy the now moments. Sometimes we're chasing a dream and doing so many things that we don't, or we forget to enjoy the moment of now. And now is a great moment. Sometimes you'll miss, you know, your kids' laughter, their first steps, little hugs and kisses, hug for you from your honey, a sunset, the warmth of the sun on your face as you're walking, fresh air, all these little now moments that make life joyful and beautiful. Don't forget to take the time to enjoy now. And I so believe that a lot of times we meditate and just getting quiet and just being in this moment is a very important process of living powerfully. You know, however, you know, whatever your faith tradition is, for me it's prayer, and I call it my quiet time with God, to have those moments when you unplug from the world and just be quiet and let God talk to you. Or you just quiet and you unplug and let, you know, you're in this now moment, you're concentrating on your breathing. And that moment, I just allow God to talk to me. So I believe he talks to you in a still, quiet voice. And so sometimes you have to be quiet to hear him. And a lot of times he'll direct your path. And it says that in the Bible. I'll direct your path. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. And a lot of times we miss the steps because we aren't quiet to hear. And another important point for me that I had to learn, the learning process, that prayer is a two-way conversation. And a lot of times we, you know, we give God our list and, you know, we're so big on giving our list and all of that, but we don't stop to listen to hear what he has to say to us. Because if it's a conversation, just like a conversation you're having with your family, your friends, you talk and then you listen. Well, prayer is like that. You know, I feel like you have to talk to God and then you have to be quiet to hear what he's saying to you. And sometimes people say, well, I don't know if I hear God. Yes, you do. It's that still, small voice that directs you, that guides you, that encourages you in righteousness. And, you know, God would not tell you to, you know, go out with a merry man or anything. That's not of God. But if it kind of flows with the Bible and flows with God's word and flows with right living and right thinking and right doing, then you know that's of God. So sometimes you have to be still and know that I am God. And part of that being still is being still and quiet so you can hear directions. As part of your planning process is to be able to know which way he wants you to go, because you're going to go the right way if you're in the will of God. So that's part of living powerfully and beautifully, to enjoy the now moment, take some quiet moments for yourself just to listen, to hear the power source, to hear the divine power source speak to you. And finally, is just, like I said, just go for it little by little step by step to go for it, to remember to have the joy of the moment, you know, to enjoy things in your life and
to just take care of yourself. All of these are how you live your life powerfully and beautifully, is to take care of yourself. I have a friend that often ends his Facebook post with this little saying, "It's a wonderful life." And to me, that's become a new affirmation. It is a wonderful life. You just have to take the moment to think positively, to know that you're, and to enjoy life. Remember, it is a wonderful life. Live powerfully, live beautifully, and live your life honoring God. And that's the end of the broadcast today. Hope you'll get in and come in with us pretty soon. We just enjoy you. Listen to some future broadcasts. We can't wait to interact with you. Be blessed. Be you. Be powerful. Be beautiful. Thanks a lot.